85-year-old Amparo, originally from Mexico City, started coming to Southeast Missouri in the mid-90s to pick watermelons. She's settled down here now, and today, with the help of a translator, she's seeing a nurse practitioner for her lingering cough.
Now what we're going to do today is get a chest x-ray.
Le van a hacer un rayos X del pecho.
Sí.
Okay. That x-ray is ordered because several years ago, Amparo had major surgery for Pott's disease, a form of tuberculosis that forms in the spine.
No, yo aquí sufrí una operación muy grande. Viví porque Dios no la necesitaba.
She said the surgery was pretty big, and she lived because, you know, God permitted it.
She was able to pay for the operation because she qualified for emergency Medicaid. The federal government spends $2 billion a year on this program to help patients who don't otherwise qualify for Medicare or Medicaid. The vast majority of those patients are immigrants. Matthew Lopez of the National Immigration Law Center says federal funds like these are often the only ways immigrants' care gets paid for.
The health care programs that we have in this country, the federally created health programs at least, are built, a lot of them, on categorizing and excluding certain groups of immigrants.
That includes green card holders who only qualify for Medicaid under certain conditions and those without papers at all. At the clinic in Southeast Missouri, Erica Rios helps patients who are eligible get enrolled in health coverage, but one group is left out.
A lot of the farm workers, if they don't have a social, they can't get health insurance.
Rios is talking about Social Security numbers, a marker of immigration status. Even under the Affordable Care Act, the roughly 11 million undocumented immigrants in the U.S. are ineligible for Medicaid, ineligible for health care tax subsidies, and are not allowed to purchase insurance through the new exchanges, even at full cost.
You know, I just tell them the requirements of what they need to apply, and socials is one of them. And if they tell me, you know, well, they don't have one, it's like, well, I'm sorry.
The situation isn't easy for green card holders either. For those who can't afford private insurance, Medicaid coverage is often out of reach because, as Matthew Lopez explains,
they have to wait 5 years in order to be able to access those benefits. In about half of the states, that even includes children.
A few states fund programs to cover patients in this waiting period, but Missouri is not one of them. And with the state's restrictive Medicaid eligibility, even after the waiting period is over, for many immigrants, Medicaid is simply not an option. That leaves clinics like the one Amparo is visiting, which receive federal funds to provide primary care to patients regardless of their ability to pay or their immigration status. The only other option is the emergency room, which can't turn them away. But as Lopez explains, that's not a good long-term solution for hospitals or for patients.
That can create an issue where a hospital is absorbing a lot of uncompensated care, which can be extremely expensive for the hospitals. And also, it's just not providing particularly great care for the people. So it's really a system that isn't benefiting anybody.
Bram Sablesmith, Side Effects Public Media.